So in the pivotal trial that was done that I served as PI on, the results of treating metastatic breast cancer patients with Abraxane or paclitaxel, the dose of paclitaxel 175 per meter squared, Abraxane 260 per meter squared, was that those patients receiving Abraxane had a much higher response rate. They also had enhanced time to disease progression, and those findings were true both in first and second line patients, in those patients who had visceral disease or not, and those results were also supported by an independent radiology review, which actually confirmed the findings throughout.
What were the response rates?
The response rates in general were almost a doubling with Abraxane over paclitaxel, sort of in the range of 30% compared to 19%. And that sort of leads to another issue that many people have brought up, and that is whether the Taxol-treated patients were underperforming. In other words, was the paclitaxel working not to the same degree as other trials might have suggested? And when you look at all the data from many different trials that have explored the use of paclitaxel in metastatic breast cancer, you find, number one, that there's actually a pretty wide range of response rates that have been reported. And more recently, randomized trials that have included a single-arm paclitaxel dose at the same as in the Abraxane trial show a response rate that's very similar. So my own view is that although there might be a preconceived notion that paclitaxel-treated patients in this pivotal trial underperformed, the data actually shows pretty much the opposite, that it's in keeping with what other response rates from other trials have shown. And in terms of the next question that people often ask, because docetaxel is so widely used, how does Abraxane in this trial compare to docetaxel trials that have included a similar patient population? And of course, the first caveat is we have no direct comparison data. So with that caveat, if you look at the trials that have been done recently and reported recently, including the comparison of paclitaxel to docetaxel, the so-called Taxotere 311 study, the response rate with Abraxane is strikingly similar to that of docetaxel at 100 per meter squared, with a similar time to disease progression. If you look at other prior docetaxel trials, including the pivotal trials used in the development of docetaxel, you find a similar response rate between Abraxane and docetaxel. So with all the limitations of comparing across trials, there's at least a suggestion that the anti-tumor effect of the drug is similar, and it also appears to be associated with far fewer patients who experience severe myelosuppression. There is also, as I pointed out earlier, no need to really give steroid premedications. And the one point that I think is worth mentioning, and it'll certainly come out as this drug is further used as it goes out into practice, is that although one might have thought that there would be no neuropathy with Abraxane, there is actually neuropathy that's been seen in both the Q3-week and weekly schedules. So in the pivotal Abraxane trial, Taxol versus Abraxane, the neuropathy rate was about 10%. And as I sort of started out this story, I might have suggested with the lack of cremophore, we'd see nothing. But we're also using a dose of Taxol in Abraxane that's 50% higher, from 175 per meter squared to 260. So part of the neuropathy is likely related to that. And the other interesting observation that's been corroborated not only in the pivotal trial, but also in the weekly trials that Joanne Blum has reported, is that the behavior of the neuropathy appears to be slightly different than that seen with typical paclitaxel-treated patients. And although we don't have sufficient data to be absolutely definitive about that, there is a suggestion that by using Abraxane, the neuropathy that does develop is much more short-lived than what has typically been seen in paclitaxel-treated patients, on the order of anywhere from 10 days to 3 weeks, and it tends to diminish to a point where you can retreat the patients. So I think that's something that warrants further evaluation, but I think it's an interesting drug. I think from talking to many physicians, if the drug's available, it would probably be embraced as an alternative to paclitaxel once approved.
How much of a problem is steroid premedication? Do we have any quantification of that?
There have been studies that have actually been done looking at the rate of symptoms that patients report when they require steroid premedication with paclitaxel. And as you might anticipate, patients will report a variety of symptoms, including agitation, sleeplessness. There are also consequences medically, and there aren't an insignificant number of patients who develop chemical diabetes as a result of receiving steroid premedication. So I think if we can avoid that, it's just one other thing that could enhance patients' quality of life. Certainly, patients with metastatic breast cancer have a lot to worry about, and you know, just adding another layer of symptoms onto their disease is probably something they'd appreciate not be present. And weight gain because of appetite stimulation is just another thing. The other issue, too, of course, is as we look at the use of taxanes in the adjuvant setting, although there is absolutely no data whatsoever with Abraxane in that setting, taxanes are widely used in the adjuvant setting. So you're now looking at an otherwise well group of women who are being exposed to steroid premedications. So going forward, there may be the possibility that drugs like this or alternative taxanes in development may offer some opportunity to avoid some of the side effects related to paclitaxel or docetaxel.